Good people, we're back. We are undoubtedly back. Well, technically, I'm not back in West Palm. I'm out here in Glendale, Arizona for the Verbo Fiesta Bowl for the college football playoff semifinal. The Miami Hurricanes taking on Ole Miss. One win away from bringing it back to Hard Rock Stadium. One win away from punching their tickets to the national championship game for the first time in 23 years. In fact, 23 years ago, they technically won a national championship game against Ohio State until a referee stole it away from him because he was a hater. He was a hater. But no room for hate here because this is the happy hour. The happy hour of Theoretically Speaking. C-Cat's on the other side of the map on the ones and twos. And Tina is not here.
Yeah.
She's just absentina. Absentina.
Wow, that was good. Tina thought she had the segment off because we were going heavy NFL. And I said, no. We're going to get Theo's grades, and then we're going to get Tina's takes on our fans who call in and draft their NFL playoff team. We need more of a variety of voices on this specific draft.
Do you have a name for the draft, C-Cat? You were supposed to work on this 2 breaks ago.
How about this? The Duffy's draft.
So instead of working on it, you gave up.
Is that No. You're missing the double entendre there because Duffy has so many beers on draft that
wow.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. That was pretty good. That was a good save. All right, it is it's time now for the Duffy's draft. Tina, are you good? Is your mic working? Are you ready to rock?
I am ready to rock. I don't know how much feedback or tips or takes I have on who our callers are going to be drafting.
Oh, you'll have them.
But we'll figure it out.
No. You're gonna have them. You're ready to
Okay.
The hell you mean we're gonna figure it out? They're gonna figure out what you think of the teams. This is gonna happen. So Kat, how do we want to kick this thing off? First, we need to tell them the contest rules.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So here's how this works. You're gonna call in right now. 888-760-3776. You're going to tell us your name. You're going to tell us what town you're calling from. And you're going to tell us what team you are drafting in the Duffy's draft. It has to be one of the 14 NFL teams in the playoffs. If someone before you already picked the team you want, you are some out of luck and you got to pick somebody else. We've got Cade manning the phones. You'll be speaking to him during the break. Once you give your pick to Cade and you get your phone number, we're going to hang up on you. And we're going to slide that piece of paper across the table to me. I will hit this button. And I will say, with the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever pick it is, of the Duffy's draft, Kyler in Glendale, Arizona, selects, and then I'll say your team. It's as simple as that. 888-760-3776.
I love it. Do you like it, Tina?
I like it. I'm
all
ready.
Right, I'm getting my notes together so I can have the teams ready to slash out as people make their picks. 888-760-3776. It's the Duffy's Draft, aptly named by C-Cat, and it's your opportunity to win $150. So whoever – this is the funny thing about this. Usually in the NFL, you have to do really, really bad for 18 weeks to get the first pick like the Raiders did. All you got to do is be the first one to call in, and you might just be the first one to make your draft selection. 888-760-3776, $150 to Duffy's Sports Grill on the line. C-Cat, I don't want to give away anything because I was going to ask you and Tina who y'all would pick with y'all's first pick, but do you think that the bye, like having the bye, is going to influence our first two picks?
I think it has to, right?
Right.
Like, if you have the bye, you have to play one less game. You are at one less chance at risk from being eliminated for your chance at winning that Duffy's load of gift card money. I think the bye is very important here.
See, I think the bye is important, but what if you have a very strong inclination that a team can win? Like, what if you're like, yo, Josh Allen's the best quarterback, I got the Bills? Or what if you're like, Matthew Stafford is an MVP, and he gets the Panthers in the first round? That's just like a bye. Like,
All right. I hate to interrupt this line of thought that we are going through, but I've just gotten word from the league office that with the first pick of the Duffy's draft, Larry from Boynton selects the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Larry in Boynton is a genius. I have to give this grade, A+. Larry from Boynton is a guy that has always been well inclined. He's a ball knower, and what he did here was he went to his favorite sports gambling app and he saw who had the shortest odds to win it all, and he said, give me them, because the odds are flattened here in the Duffy's draft. I love what Larry did here, CK.
Yeah, and I do got to give a PSA out to our callers. If you have not gotten through yet, don't worry. Just keep calling. We only have one phone, so we're getting through everybody. Stay on the line. Keep calling in, and eventually we'll get to you if you're one of our first 14. Tina, what's your take on Larry and Boynton selecting the Seattle Seahawks with the first overall pick in the inaugural Duffy's draft?
I don't think I watched 1 second of the Seattle Seahawks all season. But I trust Larry in Boynton Beach and his pick.
Because what did he get you for Christmas?
He got me a bottle of tequila.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Also, I will say the Seahawks, though, they have the rowdiest home field advantage in all of the NFL. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from people that speak on this in a high level and people that have experienced that environment. They also have the bye. So, CCAT, we talked about, are the bye weeks going to play into people's selections? Larry gets a free pass into the divisional round. But you know what Larry is stuck with?
What's
playoff
that?
Sam Darnold.
Ooh.
So it's like.
Well, that brings us to, I've just got word, league office once again, the second pick.
I love this, by the way. We should do this every year.
With the second pick in the inaugural Duffy's draft. Winston in West Palm Beach, selects the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
The cutie patootie's off the board, Cena.
Do you want me to go, Theo, or
talk
you?
Talk to me, yeah. How do you feel about Josh Allen getting picked this early?
I love this. I would agree with Winston. That's who I would pick. Josh Allen is having a great year. He got married. He also is pregnant, and he's expecting a baby. He is going to now also get another ring. So I agree with Winston.
So you can use that term, like, I'm pregnant, if the woman that I impregnated is pregnant? Like, I can just say that?
I said he's expecting.
I thought you said is pregnant.
You
okay,
said he's pregnant.
Okay, sorry. He is not actually pregnant.
No, I was going to. No, that was an actual question in terms of how to use that.
Yeah.
Because I've heard we're pregnant.
Theo, you could say, like, Theo and Ashley were pregnant. You could say, like, that. Or, like, if you were, you could say that.
Yeah. I'm
like,
pregnant.
Someone could say, yeah.
If that moment ever comes, I don't know about Theo's life goals, plans, or whatever it is, I'm going to say Theo is pregnant as many chances as I can get.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Is it stolen valor if I say I'm pregnant?
Yeah, we're equally shouldering the load here. Me
okay,
and
no,
my
we're not
going
to go that. We're not going to say that because that is not
privilege?
True. No.
You get to park at the front of like the grocery store lot. They've got those pregnancy parking lots these days. And at airports, you can go in the
expecting mothers
or like the nursing pods that they have there.
Yes.
Take a nap, even if you're not traveling with your wife.
This is going to be controversial, but I do have to give out my draft grade. And Winston, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm going to give you a D.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you a D.
You just drafted Daniel Jones.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it feels like, right? Like, Mitch Trubisky, you traded up for this one. Winston, here's the only thing I'll tell you. Number one, they have the shortest odds to win their opening. They are favored against the Jaguars, but they are on the road, and they have the shortest odds of anybody – or, excuse me, the longest odds. It's the smallest spread of the weekend at -1.5 Buffalo. Plus, I don't have great faith that this is a great Bills team. It's a great quarterback, not a great team, and it's a coach on the hot seat. There's a good chance that they walk into Jacksonville, lose, and are hiring a head coach while our guy, who got the first pick, Larry and Boynton,
yes,
is sticking around here because he got the bye, and he has a chance at the $150 to Duffy Sports Group.
So Seattle's off the board, Buffalo's off the board. And now, with the third pick in the 2026 inaugural Duffy's draft, Paul in Royal Palm Beach, selects the New England Patriots.
Oh, man. Okay. Paul is a Patriots fan. That's the only way I could deduce this.
Really? But he's got a – does he have the bye? No, they play the Chargers.
They don't have the bye, exactly. Now, the Chargers, if I'm going to call the Panthers a bye, I can't call the Chargers necessarily a bye, but it feels like if you're going to win a Super Bowl, the Chargers should not be a tough out for you. They were the last team in the AFC. The Patriots get to be at home up until they potentially play the Broncos. I just don't know if I would have taken the third pick and selected a quarterback who has never played playoff football in Drake May, a quarterback who's in his first full season of starting. The AFC's wide open. The AFC's wide open. Also, the Patriots' defense scares me a little bit. I'm going to give this a – I'm going to give this pick a C. I like them better than the Bills, but I don't like the value that Paul got them at. Tina, what do you think about the Patriots here at number three overall?
I like this because all season long on my social media feed has been all about Drake May's wife and Michael May. She is a baker, and she is so loved on social media. Wow. She's so sweet, and I'm like, I'm a May family fan. Like, I like this.
That's until you're a first-round exit in the NFL playoff. We'll see those Yelp reviews go down. Like, yeah, I had stomach issues the day after I ate May's cookies or whatever it is.
That's the thing, too. Yeah, people love fleeting. You until they don't.
Yeah.
The Patriots have beaten how many teams over 500 this year? I think three.
I thought it was one. It wasn't many.
I think it's two. I think it was two wins against teams over 500 because it was the same amount of teams' wins as the that the Giants had, I believe. So I don't have great faith in what the Patriots are cooking up at this level. Like, they were a great regular season team. I think they're going to get bounced in the playoffs, if not in the first round because the Chargers are shorthanded. In the second round, I don't like that pick, CK.
Sorry, Paul. Whether or not you like it, that's the pick. The Seahawks are off the board. The Bills are off the board. The third pick just taken by Paul in Royal Palm Beach. The Patriots are off the board. We now go to the fourth pick in the inaugural Duffy's Draft. That brings us...
We have 10 more of these?
Well, not all today.
Ryan N. Stewart selects... The Chicago Bears.
Gutsy pick right here, Brian. Gutsy pick right here. Brian, you're really going for it. I bet you Brian, who lives in Stewart, is from Chicago. I'm gonna put a guess out there on
you,
that.
You are just calling out biases here. What if these guys just have a hunch? What if they know ball?
Well, I do appreciate that people aren't going for the easy route and picking the Broncos who have the bye. The Broncos somehow still on the board despite they're already in the divisional round. Nobody really believes in Denver, and I think they're right about that. Okay. I don't believe in Denver. I do believe in the Bears. I do believe in the Bears. Their path to the Super Bowl is going to be a little tough. They have a divisional round game against the Packers. They're better than Green Bay, but Green Bay's favorite on the road, which scares me a little bit. Then in the second round, you're going to have to face the Eagles or the 49ers, two teams with a lot of playoff, recent playoff success, specifically in the NFC. And if you get through that, then you likely have to play an NFC championship game on the road against the Seahawks. It's just that is an extremely difficult task for a first-year head coach and for a quarterback going into his first postseason. It's gutsy. I think it's similar to the Patriots call. I'm going to give Brian a C on this one. Tina, how you feel about the Bears right here from Brian and Stewart?
I don't hate this. I don't love it. I'm, like, neutral.
Do you like matcha and wired earbuds like Caleb Williams?
Of course.
I do like matcha, a specific matcha. Vanilla bean.
Which specific matcha?
Vanilla bean matcha. And I get it from a specific place. That's the only one that I've, like, really loved, and I don't want to switch it up. Because I'm scared I'm going to try matcha and not like it from another spot.
Huh.
Okay. Matcha does have a high level of volatility.
Wired headphones. That's like, I don't hate that either. I lose my like Bluetooth ones all the time. So, and they always fall out of my ears. So I'm neutral about this. It'd be great for, you know, ESPN 1000, GKB. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
I like the Bears pick. I don't like the value. That's the only reason why I gave it a C. The Bears pick is good. I think he waited to get it later. But I guess when you got your team, it's kind of like having your guy in a draft. Like, that's our guy. You got to go up and draft him. So maybe the Bears will work out for Brian.
Yeah, big game coming up on Saturday night on Amazon Prime against a division foe they split the season series with and needed an onside kick to do so. Very scary picking the Bears there at four. Again, we are taking all four teams off the board. We are now to pick number five. And with the fifth pick in the inaugural Duffy's Draft, Alex in Boynton selects the Los Angeles Rams.
See, now, Alex, You're cooking something right here, Alex. You're cooking something right here, Alex. I don't know what it is yet. Yeah, we got to wait. But you're cooking with this pick, Alex. How in the world do the Patriots, Bills, and the Bears go over the Los Angeles Rams, who have an MVP quarterback, a top 7 or 8 defense, a Super Bowl-winning head coach, and they get the Panthers in the first round? Like, what are we doing? What are we even talking about? I love this pick. This is not going to get an A+. You know what? Because of the value, Alex, I'm giving you an A+.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I would have done at this spot. If you are Alex and you're looking at the board and you see the Rams, there's one test that I'm nervous for. If the Rams get past the Panthers, which should be easy, the Rams have to face the Seahawks on the road. But guess what? That is a place that is not unfamiliar to the Rams because that is the divisional game. If you get past the Seahawks, I love the value in the Rams. And if you make it to the Super Bowl, there's nobody out of the AFC that I would pick over the Los Angeles Rams. Great value pick. Alex, you're a genius. Alex, like, you know what? Theoretically speaking, how about Alex, theoretically speaking? You know what
I'm
saying?
Wow. This is the most you ever praised a caller. How about that?
It's a great pick. It's a great pick.
Again, we are letting our fans, listeners, viewers, whoever you're consuming, theoretically speaking, we called the phones and we are drafting teams in the playoffs. If you pick the correct team to win the Super Bowl in 2026, you will win $150 to Duffy Sports Grill. The Rams were the 5th pick in the draft, and we will skip ahead to, well...
No Tina take there?
I don't know if I could add any more to what you said. You said he was a genius.
Yeah, in the interest of time.
I was just saying Sean McVay's hot, you know.
There you go. There it is. We needed that. Yeah. We needed that.
Is he? He's hot?
Yeah, he's in like the top 5 hot coaches.
See, okay. You're intrigued by
top
that.
Top 3.
Yeah, hot coaches. like...
What? Dave Canales gets in there sometime.
Going to make a very offensive joke about college campuses. We go to the 6th pick in the 2026 Duffy's draft.
Got to be the Broncos, right?
Wendy in Stewart selects the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. Y'all, all right, at this point, we're starting to be disrespectful to the Broncos. I don't like them either.
Wow.
But I think this is disrespectful. You're picking a 7-seed Packers team. You're picking a 7-seed who has to go on the road against a divisional opponent. They're going to have to play road games all the way through the Super Bowl and then somehow, some way, win the Super Bowl without Micah Parsons, without Tucker Kraft. Wendy, I appreciate your vigor. I appreciate probably your fandom because you seem like a go pack, go kind of Wendy. I don't want to gender Wendy because I don't know. Is Wendy, can I just assume?
It could be short for Wendell.
Wendy Yama or something. I don't know. Look here, Wendy. Bad pick. All right. Not going to pander to you. A lot of love. Bad pick. In fact, I would say this is the worst pick of the draft.
Whoa!
Wow.
I'm going to give you an F. Wendy, this is not against you, Wendy. I want you to win $150 to Duffy Sports Grill just like everybody else has an opportunity to do so. But the Packers give you probably the least amount of chance to do so. They're shorthanded, and they're on the road all the way through the NFC playoffs. I'm sorry, Wendy.
Picks 1 through 6 go like this. The Seahawks, the Bills, the Patriots, the Bears, the Rams and the Packers, and the 7th pick.
Come on, the Packers.
I'm kind of getting ready for my takes.
Can Tina give her take before you give
Tina take?
It's really quick.
Tina's 10-second take.
Matt LaFleur in my top 2 hottest coaches. I like cheese. I like IPA beers, so I'm a fan.
Do you like the cheesehead hats?
Yes.
The cheese
grater. And then I like the cheese graters. Yes, I like that there's the cheese and then the cheese graters.
You have to pick a side. You have to either like the cheese head or the cheese.
It's
going to
be the cheese head. I love cheese.
With the 7th pick in the 2026 Duffy's draft. Rob in Palm Beach Gardens selects the Philadelphia Eagles. Those are actually Eagles fans that piped in and started booing the own pick of Rob.
My gosh, Rob. What are we doing, guys? All right, this is your $150 to Duffy Sports Grill is on the line. All you got to do is pick the Super Bowl champion. And you guys are picking teams that are going to get bounced in the first or second round. Now, Rob, here's the one thing I'll give Rob. Because I believe we've spoken to Rob in Royal Palm before. He's an Eagles fan.
Palm Beach Gardens.
He's an Eagles fan. And they have an opening round matchup against the Niners. You're gonna know immediately in the wild card round what you have in this Eagles team. based on what they do against the shorthanded Niners team at home. And at the very least, you have a good chance to get two home games maybe if the Packers upset the Bears. So I get it. But the fact that the Broncos haven't gotten picked yet, this is disrespectful.
Yeah, though, right? This is Theo is putting on his Mel Kiper hat on from the most recent NFL draft, and he is going to be coming back from break with more Shador Sanders promotion in form of Denver Broncos promotion because he can't believe that Tyler Shuck got drafted before Shador Sanders. It's getting ridiculous. Collusion. Can't believe it, but that's the fact. And then we will go to break, and we will give you the rest of these seven picks in the inaugural Duffy's draft. Drafting teams in the playoffs. If you pick the right team that wins the Super Bowl, you win $150 to Duffy's.
888-760-3776. Get in line. Get your picks in. We got seven down, seven to go. Eagles gets a B-minus draft grade from me. I give it a B-minus because at least you have a Super Bowl champion coach, quarterback, and team. And the reigning champs. To get the reigning champs at seven, I got to show some love. It's a solid pick. B-minus. Tina, a A-plus pick will be, if you have any car troubles, St. Lucie Battery and Tire.
A-plus-plus-plus. Pick to take your car, vehicle, to St. Lucie Battery and Tire, whether it is for batteries, for tires, for maintenance. Trust the experts at St. Lucie Battery and Tire to help out your car to keep you safe on the road. My maintenance light just turned on, so I got to get Sally Girl over there to get checked out. Go to slbt.com to find the closest location to you.
That is the way you do it. More Duffy's draft on the other side. Seven picks to go. $150 in Duffy's MVP money on the line. That's CCAT. That's Tina. I'm Theo Dorsey. We are, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's right, we Theoretically Speaking, and we grooving in the happy hour. CCAT on the other side of the map, Tina in the house, and it's your boy Theo Dorsey out here in Glendale, Arizona, ahead of the Fiesta Bowl. Go Canes, baby! Go Canes, go Canes. You know what, I hope the Canes are ready for a big football game tonight. I hope that they have the proper nutrition to get over the hump. And I bet you at least one of them dudes know a little something about Vitacost. Ain't that right, Tina?
I hope that they do. And if they don't, they need to visit Vitacost in their sport certified marketplace to start taking care of their body, whether it's for before the game or after the game for recovery. You need to prep your body for if you are doing a race or you go to the gym, or if you're just trying to better your nutrition, Vitacost and their sport certified marketplace is an awesome place to go. They have hydration packets. They have protein shakes. They have, if you're a runner, I loved using the gummies that I would take between my miles. They have everything. And you don't have to stick to just one brand. They have so many different options. And the best part, when you're checking out, use the code ESPN20 for 20% off your order at Vitacost.com.
I like it. Matter of fact, I love it. You know what else I love?
This is fun.
$150 in gift cards worth to Duffy Sports Grill. It is the Duffy's Draft. We are drafting NFL teams based on whether or not you think they can be the Super Bowl champion. The caller who picks the Super Bowl champion gets $150 to Duffy Sports Grill. The Seahawks, the Bills, the Patriots, the Bears, the Rams, the Packers, and the Eagles are all off the board. I did the math, CCAT.
Yeah.
Out of the seven teams drafted, only two teams out of the AFC are drafted.
Whoa.
Five teams in the NFC were drafted, and only one of the two teams with a bye week were drafted. Also, Catman, we got the Packers and the Bears both off the boards, so somebody's going to lose that matchup. And we also don't have, most importantly, the Broncos picked. It gets interesting.
So that gets us to, with the eighth pick in the inaugural Duffy's draft, Sergio Imports St. Lucie selects the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What the?
Wow.
Why? Why did he pick the Steelers?
What kind of terminology is that?
The Steelers are playing the Texans, who are on the board still.
That's
the Texans are available. You could pick the team that is favored to win, not just the Super Bowl, more so than the Steelers, but the game that the two are playing in, and instead you're going with a 41-year-old quarterback and a head coach who was a field goal away from getting fired. That's who you want, Sergio? I'm trying to be – am I being kind enough here, Tina? Am I being too rude to our fans?
I don't know. You're just being honest. We want you to be honest.
All right, you're our draft analysts. You're giving the draft grades. Yeah. Like, if in Harvard the professors were just too nice, then everyone would become a doctor, and we'd have really bad doctors.
I feel bad doing this. This is my second F grade of the show. If I'm going to give Wendy an F for picking the Packers at 6 overall, I have to be fair and give Sergio and Port St. Lucie an F for picking the Steelers. That defense is not that good. That offense is decrepit, and also they're going up against a team that is going to have Aaron Rodgers running for his life.
Well, we got to skip ahead because
my team
with the ninth pick.
Oh, that's your team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your team sucks. Yeah.
Okay. They've surprised us all season, though. Like, that's all I was really going to say was, like, they've surprised us, okay. And I feel like you never just know.
With the ninth pick,
but I know
in the inaugural Duffy's draft, Ryan in North Palm Beach selects the Denver Broncos.
Finally, ninth pick. Here's the thing. I don't like the Broncos. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but at the very least, I know they'll be in the second round. Ryan, you get an A for this pick.
Whoa.
You know what? It's an A because of value, though. At number nine, to get the team with a bye and the number one seed, you got to go with it. They have 12 come-from-behind wins this year. Maybe you get lucky.
Any notes, Tina?
This just feels like a safe pick.
Well, if that's a safe pick, what's this one? With the 10th pick in the inaugural Duffy's draft, Chris Intequesta, good friend of show, selects the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, hell no, man. Chris, you're better than this. This is a terrible pick. This is a panic pick. In fact, I know so because Chris told me he panicked on the phone with Kate. Chris, I'm sorry. I got to do this to you. You know what? I'll give you a D for this pick, because I know you panicked on the clock. I'll also give you a D for this pick because there are worse teams on the board. It's not like you were like our guy Sergio and you picked the Steelers over the Broncos. The Broncos went, you went with the Chargers. I'll give you a D.
Speaking of, this is the 15-year anniversary or 14-year anniversary of the Tim Tebow 316 game where he and the Denver Broncos beat the Steelers on the first play of overtime.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
The Broncos are going to get the winner of the Steelers and the Texans, and if it's the Steelers, they'll do it again.
With the 11th pick of the Duffy's draft, Cooper in Wellington selects H-Town, the Houston Texans.
Oh, my gosh. What a pick, Cooper. A++. The fact that the Texans lasted until 11, and Cooper got him there. They get the Steelers. That should be an easy win. The toughest test for them is going to be winning at Mile High, but they have a defense that travels. I expect them to get out of that game as well with a victory, and they're in the AFC Championship game. The offense needs some work. The pick is perfect. Good job, Cooper.
Tina.
Any notes, Tina?
10 seconds on the city of Houston.
I don't know if I'm going to Texas next week, but not Houston. I'm going to Austin. So
okay.
That's it.
If Houston was any good, he would have gone to Houston.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Shout out to the city. That was my Super Bowl pick, too.
With the 12th pick of the inaugural Duffy's Draft. If you pick the right team, you win $150 at Duffy Sports Grill. Ernie from Boynton selects the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my God. F. You know what? If I got on the club, first of all, there were other teams available. The Panthers are the worst team in the playoffs. So there's two other teams left. I know the other two teams aren't great picks, but, I mean, hell. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually looking at one of the teams, and it's actually Ernie. Is Ernie drunk? We're gonna have to test Ernie.
Ernie.
What kind of crackhead terminology is that?
What are you doing, Ernie?
He's got to pee in a cup.
Ernie does. He has to pee in a cup. The Panthers are 10-point dogs at home.
Ooh, man, Radley's not going to show up and show out?
No.
Was it in Charlotte? Where are they?
Charlotte. Don't matter where they at in Carolina. It ain't going to work out for them. Who's next? I'm sorry, Ernie. That was terrible. F.
With the second to last pick, the 13th pick in the Duffy's draft, Joe in Jupiter selects the San Francisco 49ers.
Bro, what the hell are we doing? Joe, this is a great pick. This is not against you, Joe. I'm trying to figure out how the 49ers are the second-to-last team drafted in the Duffy's draft. We're talking about Super Bowl potential winning teams, and we're talking about a coach who has been to two Super Bowls, a quarterback who's played in a Super Bowl, and a team that has been resilient. I know they're shorthanded. I know they got the Eagles on the road. But somebody picked the Panthers over them. Somebody picked Bryce Young, Dave Canales, and the Panthers. Maybe they were just ranking hot coaches or something like Tina was doing earlier.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's in that top two of the hottest coaches for me. So
okay.
You've already put like eight people in the top two.
No. I said Sean McVay was in top five. Matt LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan are in that top two. Like maybe
where's
tied.
Dave Canales fall? Do you even know who
I
that
can't
is?
Even picture his face.
Oh, no. I remember people Tina like was on Canales. The air when Dave Canales was hired.
Wait. I think I remember him because he was in that like coach's photo beginning of the season, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, who is that hottie?
And that leaves.
That's an A, by the way, Joe. Not an A plus, but an A.
Mister's Irrelevant, the 14th pick. Jason in Wellington had no choice in the matter. The only choice he had was to call into Theoretically Speaking, and he gets the Jacksonville Jaguars, which he got Brock Purdy. He got Brock Purdy.
He got Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy, which is going to turn out pretty well for him. That's going to get him an extension. It could get him $150 to Duffy Sports Grill because the Jaguars have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. They do have to play the Bills in the first round. I think that's probably what scared a lot of people off. But it didn't scare off Ernie that the Panthers are playing against the Rams. So I don't get it. I don't get it. I like that pick a lot. We got to go to break. Good luck to everybody except for Ernie who picked the Panthers. I mean, you don't have a chance in hell of even getting past the first round. But we'll see who wins that thing. It'll be a lot of fun. More Theoretically Speaking right here on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
The Verbo Fiesta Bowl kicking off in about 3 hours. Miami v. Ole Miss, and Miami linebacker Malik Bryant has been ruled out of this one along with Dalen Upshaw, but couple of players who are on the brink, questionable, and they will likely be playing tonight. Damari Brown, Cole McConthy in the backfield, and as well as up in the front, Ahmad Moten Sr. The Miami Hurricanes gearing up for a chance to win in the gearing up for a chance to play in the national championship in their backyard. That is your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care injury report. And remember, good people, with Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, they want to welcome you to being treated like a pro. Welcome you to pro level orthopedic care. This is the place to go. If you have any sore joints, if you have any pains, if you have any aches, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care can be the place to help you out. From sports injuries to everyday pain, our expert team delivers the same advanced care trusted by the pros. Get back to the life and the activities you love. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/ortho. And tonight, I get the Canes winning this one 23-13. Ole Miss has an high-octane offense, but Miami's defense will be all over.
I've got the Canes 20-10. Tina, you?
I've got Ole Miss.
Too late.
Go in love, go in peace, go in joy.